USA Radio News.
Americans are ready to roll out the welcome mat for Ukrainian refugees, according to a new poll. Tim Berg reports.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939.
The Department of Homeland Security has published its plan to deal with a post-Title 42 migrant surge. The six-step plan includes medical support and transportation to the border, as well as initiatives to streamline the processing of migrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Officials in Poland and Bulgaria say Russia is suspending deliveries of natural gas to their countries starting Wednesday. The cutoffs are the first since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced last month that unfriendly foreign buyers would have to pay in rubles instead of dollars and euros. That demand came after sanctions were levied against Moscow over the invasion of Ukraine. Michigan's GOP primary is heating up just days after 10 gubernatorial candidates filed petitions to run for the state's top job. A group tied to Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon challenged nominating petitions submitted by rival candidate James Craig. Dixon supporters said Craig likely did not turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the GOP primary. The deadline to contest signatures is Tuesday. Michigan's primary is August 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Harvard University is setting aside $100 million for an endowment fund for slavery reparations. The news came in an email from the university's president to all students, faculty, and staff on Tuesday. The report's authors recommended offering descendants of people enslaved at Harvard educational and other support so they can, quote, recover their histories and tell their stories, unquote. A niche computer technology is making headway. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Computers using light rather than electronic currents for processing were only a dream a few years back. The technology is gaining traction, and startups that have solved the engineering challenge of using photons and chips are getting big funding. IR Labs, a startup developing this technology called silicone photonics, has raised $130 million from investors, including chip giant NVIDIA Corporation. Peter Barrett, founder of venture capital firm Playground Global, an investor in IR Labs, says they have solved the data interconnect problem for traditional high-performance computing. But, he adds, it's going to be a while before we have pure digital photonic computers for non-quantum systems.
House Democrats will hold a hearing on Supreme Court ethics on Wednesday and the possibility of impeaching justices. It's a move that follows the revelation of text messages from Ginni Thomas, the wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.